The Gemara in Yoma, I believe, talks about on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to add time to Yom Kippur. Before it's actually Yom Kippur, when it's Erev Yom Kippur, you have a mitzvah to take upon yourself Yom Kippur early. Okay? And many, we apply this idea of Yom Kippur to Shabbos, right? And Yom Tov, okay? When I say we, I mean almost all the poskim agree that this applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov also. The Rambam, interestingly, leaves it out for some reason. It's unclear why. So, oh, thank you very much. So, if I were to ask a question, who holds by it? Everybody except the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch writes that most people, this is a halacha. You know, there are those who argue upon it, but there is this halacha called Tosefet Shabbat, to add Shabbos upon yourself, or to take extra time upon yourself before it's literally Shabbos, before it's literally Yom Tov. Okay? So, okay, now the question is it biblical? Is it rabbinical? So, it seems to be, the consensus is that it's a rabbinical mitzvah, but there are even some opinions that would say it's a biblical mitzvah, a mitzvah d'oraita, to take Shabbos upon yourself early. Okay? Now, what do I mean by take Shabbos upon yourself early? When does Shabbos start? Technically. It's a little complicated. This is what gets tricky. Shabbos starts at night. That we know. And the question is, what's night? Okay? So, we have this time period called Bein HaShemashot. I'm sure you've all heard of it. We probably may not be clear what exactly Bein HaShemashot means. Bein HaShemashot is at the time between when the sun sets and the stars can be seen. We call that Bein HaShemashot because we're not sure if that's considered Shabbos or not, if that's considered night or not. Because we're not sure, and Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraita, and it's a really serious mitzvah, right? So we are machmir, okay? And we're machmir on both accounts. How are we machmir? When Shabbos starts, as soon as the sun has gone down, right, shkia, as soon as that, so we stop doing malacha. We don't do any malacha. We can treat it as if it's totally Shabbos. There is one opinion that's more lenient, that seems to take a different view than more lenient perspective. That's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. That's why you'll see sometimes Chassidim davening mincha even later, because they hold like Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, who has a later until Shabbos actually starts. But mainstream Shulchan Aruch generally halacha is at Shkia time. But we're also machmir about when Shabbos leaves. When Shabbos leaves, we only start taking Shabbos out after the stars are out. So on both accounts, we're kind of strict because we don't want to take a chance with Shabbos. Okay?
Isn't the Rabbeinu Tam wait an extra 90 minutes?
He waits extra, exactly, because Mincha starts later and Maariv starts later.
Oh,
okay. You get it? So that's the deal with Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what's important about this? If you want to get the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, you got to take Shabbos upon yourself before sunset, okay? Not just Bein HaShemashot, before it's actually sunset, then you have to take upon yourself the mitzvah of Shabbos, okay? So, in America, it's generally 18 minutes. In Jerusalem, the custom is 40 minutes, but many people are not strict about that so much, before it's literally actually Shabbos. But just before it's literally actually Shkia, when you can't do any malacha, Tosefet Shabbat means I take upon myself the mitzvah of Shabbat. It's Shabbos, okay? Before it comes upon you, you have to take it upon yourself. Clear? Good? Okay, so the next question, I wrote out 8 questions for you guys to write, but you're eating, so chill, just listen, don't worry about it. Next question is, how do I take Tosefet Shabbos upon myself? In other words, do I have to verbalize, I take Shabbos upon myself? Or can I just think in my head, I take Shabbos upon myself? Or can I just stop doing malacha? And if I stop doing malacha, then it's like I took Shabbos upon myself. Yeah? Hear the kasha? So this goes back to a fascinating machloket between the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? When it comes to Birkat HaTorah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you don't verbalize Torah, it's okay. You're allowed to think Torah before you say Birkat HaTorah. But according to the Gra, even thinking is an action. Okay? And therefore, you would not be allowed to think Torah before you do Birkat HaTorah. Clear? Good?
Isn't everything Torah?
Everything is Torah, but in terms of Birkat HaTorah, there are specific things defined as what you're allowed to say before you say blessings on Torah.
How can you control what you think?
You definitely can control what you think. Halacha all
the time.
It pops into your head, so you don't dwell upon it. Right? That wouldn't be a... If it pops into your head, that's not thinking about it.
Okay.
Okay? Same thing in a bathroom. You're not supposed to think Torah. So how can you control yourself? You control yourself. You're not supposed to be jealous. You're not supposed to think about other women. Right, besides the one you're married to.
I think
okay.
God has more trouble with the Torah.
Torah? He's constantly thinking about Torah. That should be our worst Yitzhar. Anyway, so applying that Vilna Gaon Shulchan Aruch Machlokas about whether thinking counts to Tosefet Shabbat, does thinking count? Does thinking I take Shabbat upon myself count? If you're the Vilna Gaon, would it count? Yes, it would, because thinking is a Maisa. Thinking is an action. And therefore, it's enough to just think about myself, it's Shabbos. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, where you need action, so what do you actually have to do? Is thinking good enough?
No.
No. What do you got to do? You got to verbalize. In some way, verbalize that it's Shabbos. Okay? So, L'maisa, we try to be strict and actually verbalize it in some way, but, you know, if you forgot and you thought, at least according to the Vilna Gaon, you're okay.
Is this lighting candles cover?
Oh, great question. So what about lighting candles, which is an action? It's not like a speech. So if you are a woman, is anybody here a woman? Okay.
Unclear.
Okay, good. Maybe last life. Anyways, so if you're...
Wow.
Right?
I was shocked.
Last night. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't an insult. It could have been.
10%.
Oh, no, I wasn't going there at all. Doesn't matter. Anyways, okay, if you're a woman and you light Shabbos candles, what did you just also do?
Like you got to open it all the way.
You took Shabbos upon yourself. Because generally women have the custom that when they light Shabbos candles, they're taking Shabbos upon themselves, okay? So they automatically, this would be a good trivia question, which halacha do women generally do a lot better than men? Tosefet Shabbat. Because when they light Shabbos candles, they're taking Shabbos upon themselves early, okay? Now, if a woman didn't want to take Shabbos upon herself, she doesn't have to take Shabbos upon herself when she lights candles. This happened to me last week. Last Erev Shabbos, my wife and I were going somewhere, we were drawing a katamon, so I had my wife specifically have in mind, I'm not taking Shabbos upon myself when I light Shabbos candles, and that's okay. But generally, a woman takes Shabbos upon herself when she lights Shabbos candles. So she gets the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat when she lights those candles. Yeah? Yes, that's the last question. But yes, women and men are equally obligated in Tosefet Shabbat, just like all Shabbos laws is considered a Shabbos law, and they're equally obligated. Okay? When it comes to men generally, if you're lighting Shabbos candles, we'll have a whole thing about men and women lighting Shabbos candles, but men generally do not take Shabbos upon themselves when they light Shabbos candles. Right? The custom of men was to take Shabbos upon themselves in other ways, and so a man who lights Shabbos candles will not fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat unless he explicitly tells himself, I am taking Shabbos upon myself. If he says, I'm taking Shabbos upon himself, then he's taking Shabbos upon himself. But otherwise, he doesn't get the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. Okay? Does that answer your question? Excellent. Okay. So, how does a man take Shabbos? So, we said one way is to explicitly say, I take Shabbos upon myself. But traditionally, that wasn't how people did it. Traditionally, when did a Jew take Shabbos upon himself? At what point?
Shul.
In Shul, when he sang. When he said, so here it gets complicated. Either Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat, because then it's Shabbos, or Lechadodi, that's another way of taking Shabbos upon yourself, or the religious Zionist movement started Minhag to do Yedid Nefesh before Shabbos, right? Why do they probably got it from Hasidim, but that's like the custom. So why do they take sing Yedid Nefesh upon themselves before they start Kabbalat Shabbat? What's the Svara behind it? Because that Yedid Nefesh is taking Shabbos upon themselves. But nowadays, by the time we get to Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat or Lechadodi, it's already late. If we did a nice singing Karabachi davening, as we all should be, right? So, by the time you get to Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat, it's already Shabbos. It's already dark outside. It's already past, you know, when the stars came out. So you will be missing your possibly biblical mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. So how do we solve that problem? What do? We sing Yedid Nefesh before Lechun Ra'anana, and that way you can still get this mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. Okay? Now, what about a situation which is probably happens the majority of the time when you daven a late mincha right before shkia, and singing Yedid Nefesh won't help you because it's already Shabbos has already come. Shabbos has already come upon you, right? So what's a yid to do? So that's why I said upstairs that it's best to try to daven mincha earlier. That way, at least you give yourself a little bit of time so you can fulfill this mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. Okay. Now, how much time do I have to? How much time before it's Shkia do I have to give myself in order to fulfill this mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat? How much before Shabbos? So this is a huge machlokas. All right. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you should give yourself about 20 to 30 minutes before it's Shkia. That's when you should take Shabbos upon yourself. And thus, the minhag in America to take Shabbos upon yourself, how many minutes before? 18 minutes, right? Based on that Mishnah Berurah, that 18 minutes before Shabbos, you should do this, right? That's why in Yerushalayim, we want to be a little bit more stricter, and we take Shabbos upon ourselves 40 minutes before, like the other opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, 30 minutes before.
Do we have, like, so 18 minutes, you have a 40-minute between period?
So, no. If you want to be strict on that Mishnah Berurah, you should do it 30 minutes beforehand. But the truth is, most people in Yerushalayim are not strict about that 40 minutes. And therefore, you can really take Shabbos upon yourself even 2 minutes before Shabbos. But it's ideal. They put the time on the thing that you should try to do it 40 minutes before. But since most people are not strict about it, it's not a minhag which obligates you, and you can technically do it.
Right? Shabbos started at 6. You could technically start at 6:40.
If they wrote on the thing 6 o'clock, if you see it on the calendar, yeah. 6 o'clock, really it's 6:40, and that's when it's really sun nightfall, and really you could technically take Shabbos upon yourself at 6:39. Okay, but in order to get this mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you want to do it 20 minutes, 30 minutes before. Okay, but here's the thing: many rabbis are more lenient, and like Rav Moshe Feinstein used to drive to shul after the 18 minutes, and Rav Avadu Yosef also writes that. You don't have to do 40 minutes, 30 minutes. Technically, even kol shiu, even 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes would technically still be good enough to get this mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. So about 5 minutes before Shabbos, that's the lenient opinion says you're okay. Okay? There's all different opinions, but that's the most lenient opinion.
So in America, it's not 18 minutes, it's really 30 minutes?
I'd say in America, it's really good to do 18 minutes because it seems like most people are trying to be strict about that. But in like in a tough situation, technically you can be doing malacha up until not just 18 minutes after the 18 minutes. But if you want to get the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, you want to at least take Shabbos upon yourself 5 minutes before, and according to most lenient opinion, 2 minutes before. Or 1 minute before. But you don't want to just wait until Shabbos comes, because then you miss this mitzvah.
If Shabbos does come, do you have to say anything?
Said, according to Shulchan Aruch, you have to verbalize it.
If you don't, you just have Shabbos.
Then you miss the mitzvah. You're not a sinner. You didn't do a sin, but you missed a mitzvah d'oraita that you could have gotten. Okay? Now, we've gone through most of the... Okay, one more practical consideration, halachic, and then we'll get into the reasoning and a little bit of Chassidus, okay? So, here's a quandary. Yeah, question first.
How is that not all the other things?
Oh, it's a great question. You guys hear Ben's question? How is Tosefet Shabbat, where we add upon Shabbos, not Baal Tosif?
Is it adding to the Torah? Is it adding to the...
The Torah Shabbos says on Shabbos, you're dafka doing it before Shabbos.
You're dafka doing it on
Excellent. So according to the opinions that it's a biblical mitzvah, you're not adding any mitzvah because it's a biblical mitzvah. Right? If indeed Tosefet Shabbat is a biblical mitzvah, your question disappears. Oh, so that's a great question. So I mentioned the Or HaChaim finds an allusion. How literally we take this up to you, but the Or HaChaim says, "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael et haShabbat, la'asot et haShabbat, to make the Shabbos." So he says, "What's la'asot et haShabbat? We have to make the Shabbos. How do we make the Shabbos? We don't wait till Shabbos comes upon us. We go out and make the Shabbos, and we bring Shabbos in early, even a little bit before Shabbos." Okay, and there's a whole Gemara in Yoma about Yom Kippur. You guys learned about it in the context of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Which says that even before it's technically Yom Kippur, you have this mitzvah of of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. So that would be another possible biblical source. So if it's a biblical source, your question disappears. If it's a rabbinical mitzvah, which seems to be the consensus, so apparently we believe that the rabbis had the right to make certain gezerot and to add certain mitzvot, and that would not be a violation of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is in you or me or anybody else around here makes an extra mitzvah in the Torah. But when the rabbis make a rabbinical decree, that which is in the spirit of Shabbos, in order to kind of make a fence around Shabbos, we wouldn't consider that Baal Tosef.
So the rabbis are allowed to make extra mitzvah.
Short answer, the rabbis can do it, but you can't do it. Yeah, basically.
Can you say that you're not, by keeping Shabbos long, you're not physically doing anything in terms of Shabbos, you're not really saying Kiddush or anything that would, let's say, specific for Shabbos, you're just not doing the lock up. So you can't, like, that. I don't really know, but that could be considered not Baal Tosef.
Excellent question. Well, okay, regarding Baal Tosef, if you're just not doing anything, then clearly you're not doing Baal Tosef. But if you Dafka took upon yourself Shabbos and said, it's Shabbos, when it's not actually Shabbos, I forgot to mention this. The Ramah mentions an hour and 15 minutes before Shabbat is when you can take Shabbos upon yourself early. It's called Plaga Mincha.
You don't have to end Shabbos till Tuesday.
You don't have to end Shabbos till Tuesday, but the earliest time is an hour and 15. So a person could ask a very strong question. Wait, it's not Shabbos and I'm making it Shabbos? How does that work? How can I do that? So apparently, the rabbis or the Torah, someone said that you have this power to add Shabbos upon yourself, to actually make a Shabbos when it's not Shabbos. And that, by the way, we're already getting to the explanation, shows the koach of a Jew. Right? That the Torah doesn't want us to just be holy, it wants us to add holiness. It wants us to look for extra opportunities to bring holiness upon myself. In fact, that's the definition of holiness. Holiness, at least according to Mesilas Yesharim, is when you take things upon yourself that the Torah doesn't obligate you to do. Right? The Torah doesn't say it's usher to eat a five-course meat meal. But it's not holy to stuff yourself to that extent. So holiness means refraining from things which I feel is like not, you know, the way of the Torah. So it actually makes sense that a way of expressing Kedusha would be Tosefet Shabbat, to take Shabbos to find yourself early and to extend Shabbos late. Okay? That's already a little bit of, we got into a little bit of the Hasidus. Right, that you're, it shows the koch of a yid. Okay, so here's a practical question. You're running down to the kotel to chop a mincha before zman is over, and you want to daven with a minyan. But you realize that if you daven mincha with a minyan, what mitzvah are you going to miss? Tosefet Shabbat, right? Because mincha usually goes, you know, up right into shkia and then the chazarat hashatz. So what takes precedence? Davening mincha with a minyan, or doing this mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat? Would it be better to daven on your own and just take Shabbos upon yourself early, or would it be better to go to shul? This is a very relevant question, because I'd say in most shuls nowadays in the world, they finish mincha after the time of Tosefet Shabbat is already over, after you've already missed your opportunity, right? Because it's already Shabbos. You know, we daven late mincha. So what's more important, mincha or Tosefet Shabbat? So the answer is machlokes, but lemaisa, most rabbis agree with Justin and say that it's better to do mincha with a minyan. But interestingly, the Pnini Halacha seems to say, he says it might be better to daven with the yachidus and take Shabbos upon yourself early. So either way, the rabbis rely upon. But that's why you'll see in a lot of communities they'll say daven mincha early, daven mincha katana. I know in YU that was Rav Soloveitchik's minhag. So that's why they have an early Shabbos mincha. That way you can take Shabbos upon yourself early according to all of the deos. Okay, our final halachic shaila. Let's say you took Tosefet Shabbos upon yourself. You wanted to get this mitzvah. You heard about it in Rav Keith's shir. You're really excited to getting this mitzvah. You took Shabbos upon yourself. And then you realized, oops, I forgot to daven mincha. Right? So can you still daven mincha? What do you guys think?
I don't think no.
Why not?
Because you've decided that it's already the next day.
Excellent. So seemingly, but pashtus, Ben is ready. It's Shabbos. How can I daven mincha? I missed my opportunity. Unless, can anyone think of a svara? So unless, there are those who argue that Tosefet Shabbat means to a certain degree I take Shabbos upon myself in terms of malacha, but the full kedusha of Shabbos doesn't fall upon myself, and thus I wouldn't make kiddush if it's still daytime. If you, let's say, made an early Shabbos, I would have to wait to do kiddush and eat my meal until after nightfall, and there are those who are strict about that. So if that's true, then perhaps I could also daven mincha because it's only like half Shabbos. It's not completely Shabbos. So practically, again, it's a machlokes, but the Panini Halacha, who I like to follow, actually says that once you take Shabbos upon yourself, probably better not to daven that mincha and just to daven two marvs. But there are definitely rabbis to rely upon who say you can daven mincha even after you've taken Shabbos upon yourself. Okay? One just practical thing, if you're not singing Yedid Nefesh, if you're not saying Kabbalat Shabbat, how do you do this mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat? So you say, Hareini mekabel al atzmi kedushat haShabbat. I take upon myself the holiness of Shabbos, or just think it's Shabbos, whatever, and as long as it hasn't been nightfall, you just got yourself a biblical mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, or perhaps rabbinical, but definitely a big mitzvah of drawing the kedusha of Shabbos upon yourself.
Is it kind of you say it's someone like Shabbat Shalom?
Oh, exactly. There are those opinions that, who say if you say Shabbat Shalom, that also gets the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. There is an opinion like that too. Yeah. Ben, you have a question? You're good. Excellent, yeah. If you say good Shabbos, that also counts. So you're covered according to most opinions. Okay, what's the reasoning? It's kind of intuitive, but what would be the reasoning behind Tosefet Shabbat? What's the logic behind it? So the simple understanding, like Joe says, to make a fence around the Torah. You take Shabbos upon yourself a little early, that way you don't come to accidentally violate Shabbos. Okay? What would be another idea? Perhaps another, maybe not deeper, but a more meaningful idea behind what's the idea behind Tosefet Shabbat? We've already alluded to this. Why? What does Tosefet Shabbat teach us? I would say it teaches us about how excited we are to take Shabbos upon yourself. If we just wait until nightfall, it says, okay, when Shabbos comes, fine, so Shabbos will happen. But if I take Shabbos upon myself early, and according to most poskim, by extending Shabbat, I'm also getting the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, of adding Shabbos, I'm showing my excitement for the mitzvah, I'm showing how much I love the mitzvah, right? Similar to the whole idea behind Kabbalat Shabbat, and so it's an expression for love for Shabbos, so that would be another idea behind Shabbos. And thirdly, as we already mentioned, according to Chassidut, Tosefet Shabbat expresses this idea that a Yid can add Kedusha upon himself. Right? That I can actually make myself a holy person beyond just the technical, what the Torah tells us to do. But the Torah wants me to look for opportunities to make myself holier. And by doing that, I actually draw extra Kedusha upon myself. Gevalt. Okay? I think we basically went through all the halachas and a little bit of the chassidus. We should all be blessed to have a sweet and holy Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Shkaya, shkaya, shkaya.